Highbridge Company and the Mysterious Press present The Transcendental Murder by Jane Langton. Read by Derek Perkins. Original material, copyright 1964, Jane Langton. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company, and recorded by arrangement with MysteriousPress.com, LLC. Chapter 1. Those whom we can love, we can hate. To others, we are indifferent. Henry Thoreau. There was a big man sitting at the other end of the table, in the reference room of the Concord Library, when Mary came in and put down her file. He had a safety pin on one side of his glasses, and adhesive tape on the other. His necktie was all over butterflies. He glanced up at her briefly. He had to look way up, because Mary was 6 feet tall. For a minute, as she settled down with her book, she thought about the sharp look of his small eye and the shorn piece of brown hair hanging across the top of his face. Then she got to work. Memoirs of the Social Circle in Concord, 1895-1909. Read the memoir on Sam Staples, who locked up Henry Thoreau in 1846, for not paying any poll tax to a government that countenanced the fugitive slave law and war with Mexico. Read it and stop playing around. Look at Sam's chin-whiskery face. Look for references to your ladies. Did Sam know Elizabeth Hoare, Margaret Fuller, Lydian Emerson? Of course, there was no hope that any of them knew Emily Dickinson, glorifying Amherst only 100 miles away.